Now, you will hear the first segment.
The Global Crop Diversity Trust coordinates the collection and storage of seeds throughout the world. Currently, there are about 1,400 seed banks around the world, but recently the trust has decided to construct a special central seed bank. Jim Hadson reports.
The function of a seed bank is to protect plant species from extinction and provide supplies of agricultural seeds in times of need. The Svalbard International Seed Vault is slightly different. Dubbed the Doomsday Vault, it has been designed to store all the world's seeds and to safeguard them from global disasters. The trust calculated that the proposed vault would have to have enough space to house some 3 million seed samples, including all known varieties of key food crops. Stacy Neuer.
The Svalbard Vault is designed to fulfill two purposes. The first is to provide a secure storage facility that might be essential as a response to a global catastrophe such as a major asteroid strike, nuclear war, and climate change. This seed bank could also be used to replenish other seed banks, especially following local disasters such as floods, tsunamis, and earthquakes.
The Svalbard Vault is being built about 400 feet inside a mountain on Spitsbergen, one of the four islands that make up Svalbard, some 600 miles north of mainland Norway. This site was chosen because of its remoteness and the level of long-term stability. The trust wanted, for example, that the seed bank would not be destroyed by a major climate change, including the rising of sea levels following the melting of the polar ice sheets. Moreover, being so far inside the mountain, the surrounding permafrost provides natural refrigeration, even if the mechanical system fails. A further benefit of the Svalbard location is that the Norwegian government is paying the $9 million construction costs.
The temperature inside the Svalbard vault will be maintained at 0 degrees Fahrenheit in order to preserve the seeds. Seeds kept at this temperature maintain their ability to germinate, although not indefinitely. For some crops, such as peas, the seeds may survive for 20 to 30 years, but others, such as sunflowers and grain crops like wheat and barley, may last for many decades or even hundreds of years.
The Svalbard vault will operate without the need for permanent staff. It will be checked once a year to ensure that no problems have developed, but otherwise the facility will be self-sustaining. This is only sensible, of course. If you want a facility that is intended to aid recovery from a worst-case scenario, then you need it to be fully automated.